California is reconsidering the idea of making the state's high school exit exam mandatory for the class of 2004. A state report has warned that 20% of next year's seniors are likely to fail and be denied diplomas. Many policymakers want to postpone the deadline. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
San Diego's Crawford High School just held its June graduation. After welcoming remarks in the 9 different languages that students here speak, Principal Mary Jo Asbury got down to business.
By the powers vested in me by the Board of Education, I certify the class of 2003 qualified to receive their diplomas. Congratulations.
Students then marched across the stage in their crimson and blue gowns, 256 in all, from Aisha Ali Abdi to Eva Luz Zamorano. Next year's ceremony could be smaller. That's when California's new exit exam is supposed to become mandatory, and so far, only about 1 in 4 students who will be seniors at Crawford have passed the test. Denise Montana has passed, but many of her friends have not, and Denise is worried about what's going to happen to them.
I think everybody should get a diploma, but it shouldn't be based on a single test. Because if you have all of your other requirements and you don't pass this single exam, then you don't get your diploma, so then that's unfair.
Another student, Afdel Noor, narrowly passed the math portion of the test, which covers basic algebra, but he flunked the English exam. Afdel, who's from Ethiopia, will have several more chances. But unless he can show at least a 10th grade proficiency in his newly acquired language, he may not get a diploma.
You know, to go to college, you have to have a high school diploma. And without that, I don't know, you cannot make a living. If you don't get your diploma, it's like living at your mom's house for the rest of your life.
Both Denise and Afdel are members of a group called Californians for Justice, which is fighting the exit exam. Their protest gathered steam last month after a state report showed just 81% of next year's seniors have passed the English portion of the test, and only 62% have passed the math exam. The report warned that even after additional tries, 20% of California seniors are likely to fail the test. That's 92,000 students who could be denied their diplomas. The report acknowledges that the test has helped focus attention on improving education in the upper grades. For example, 4 times as many 8th and 9th graders are now taking algebra as were 3 years ago. But Education Secretary Kerry Mazzoni fears much of the improvement has come too late for the class of 2004. She thinks the State Board of Education probably should postpone the exam requirement until 2005 or even later.
Certainly people are going to say it's a retreat. I don't believe it's a retreat. I believe that the worst thing to do would be to apply the consequences to students that hadn't had the material and lose a court case and then have to throw the whole test out.
Exam opponents have already threatened legal action, saying many students in poor schools haven't been properly prepared for the test. Low-income students and non-native English speakers have the highest failure rates. The state board is expected to decide next month whether to postpone the requirement. State lawmakers are considering a similar move. 18 other states already require high school students to pass an exit exam, and 5 others are preparing to do so. Katie Haycock is with the Education Trust, a D.C. advocacy group that favors the exams. She says many states, like California, get cold feet about their tests as the deadline approaches, but she says typically those worries are overblown.
The good news, I think, is not just that the numbers of students that eventually don't pass the exams is way smaller than people think, but that it really prompts schools to focus their energies on kids, especially the kids who've been left behind, in much more aggressive ways than ever before.
Exit exams in Florida and Massachusetts became mandatory this year. And despite fears of widespread failure, more than 90% of seniors in both states passed the test by the time graduation came around. Haycock says for those who didn't pass the test, not getting a diploma is the least of their worries.
The notion that we're hurting kids by withholding a diploma when, in fact, that diploma doesn't mean anything unless it represents the skills they need to go on and go to college or get a decent job, that's where we're making a serious mistake.
Haycock says some seniors may just need more time in school to acquire the necessary skills. She says the danger is not that the students will give up on school, but that schools will give up on them. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.